benevolence, and therefore, though his lordship's station mighty, though stupendous be his fame, though her tastes are mean and flighty, and her fortune poor and lame. They ring the merry bells of lordship, and there with warbling plan, for the union of his lordship with a humble captain's child. For a humble captain's daughter.
For a gallant captain's daughter.
And a lord who rules the water.
And a tar who plows the water.
Yes, there with joy we lay to bring the songs the air above, for the union of a maiden with a man who wants her love.
Never mind the why and wherefore, love can level ranks, and therefore, though your nautical relation in my set could scarcely pass, though you occupy a station in the lower middle class.
Ring the merry bells of lordship, and there with warbling plan, for the union of the lordship with a humble captain's child.
For a humble captain's daughter.
For a gallant captain's daughter.
And a lord who rules the water.
And a tar who plows the water.
Yes, there with joy you lay to ring the songs they ever bung, for the union of the maiden with a man who wants her love.
Result of your eloquence. Your argument was unanswerable.
Captain Corcoran, it is one of the happiest characteristics of this glorious country that official utterances are invariably regarded as unanswerable.
At last, my fond hopes are to be crowned. My only daughter is to be the bride of a cabinet minister. The prospect is Elysian.
Deadeye, you here?
Don't.
Oh, don't shrink from me. I'm unpleasant to look at, and my name's agin me. But I ain't as bad as I seem.
What would you with me?
I've come to give you warning.
Indeed. Do you propose to leave the Navy, then?
No, no. You misunderstand me. Listen.